Massachusetts Senator John Kerry this weekend collected two more big victories in his quest for the Democratic presidential nomination. Voters in Michigan and Washington State gave Kerry twin double-digit margins over his closest competitors. As the battle for the Democratic nomination continued, President Bush this weekend tried to counter recent declines in his popularity with an unusual television appearance. In an hour-long taped interview on NBC's Meet the Press, the president expressed optimism about the economy and defended his decision to go to war in Iraq.
I repeat to you what I strongly believe, that inaction in Iraq would have emboldened Saddam Hussein. He could have developed a nuclear weapon over time, I'm not saying immediately, but over time, which would have then put us in what position? We would have been in a position of blackmail. In other words, you can't rely upon a madman, and he was a madman. You can't rely upon him making rational decisions when it comes to war and peace. And it's too late, in my judgment, when a madman who's got terrorist connections is able to act.
Mr. Bush also discussed a commission he appointed last week to study intelligence gathering prior to the war with Iraq. The president named the panel under pressure from critics who have charged the administration manipulated intelligence to justify the war against Saddam Hussein. But Mr. Bush said that the commission would focus on the gathering of intelligence rather than on how it was used.
The commission I set up is to obviously analyze what went right or what went wrong with the Iraqi intelligence. It was kind of lessons learned. But it's really set up to make sure the intelligence services provide as good a product as possible for future presidents as well.
Meet the Press moderator Tim Russert noted that a similar study ordered by British Prime Minister Tony Blair will report back this July, but that President Bush had asked his commission not to report its findings until more than a year from now, well after this November's presidential election.
There's going to be ample time for the American people to assess whether or not I made good calls, whether or not I used good judgment, whether or not I made the right decision in removing Saddam Hussein from power. And I look forward to that debate, and I look forward to talking to the American people about why I made the decisions I made.
On the economy, Russert asked how Mr. Bush, as a political conservative, would accept a $500 billion budget deficit and, with increasing war expenses, not agree to raise taxes. Mr. Bush reiterated his contention that lower taxes help bolster the economy.
I'm more worried about the fellow looking for the job. That's what I'm worried about. I want people working. I want people to find work. And so when we stimulate the economy, it's more likely a person's going to find work. And the best way to stimulate the economy is not to raise taxes, but to hold the low taxes down.
How about no more tax cuts until the budget is balanced?
That's a hypothetical question, which I can't answer to you because I don't know how strong the economy is going to be.
Mr. Bush used the interview to strike a theme that's likely to be repeated in the coming months as he campaigns to hold on to the Oval Office.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind. And again, I wish it wasn't true, but it is true. And the American people need to know they've got a president who sees the world the way it is. And I see dangers that exist, and it's important for us to deal with them.